Welcome to episode 332 of Fly Away. Here at Outlander Travel, we're passionate about, well, travel. Throughout the years, we've seen many changes to the industry, but one thing that has stayed the same is the urge to explore our world and make the connections that can only be made through experience. My name is Lindsay, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Sandy, Donna, and George. Spring break is right around the corner, and before you know it, summer will be here, and the sun will come back.
Yes.
After the crazy 2020 we all just lived through, we're sure you're wondering what summer travel will look like in 2021. Well, if the past is any prediction of the future, it will have changed between the time we record this and when it airs. But we are the professionals, so we wanted to give you a best guess about what you can expect this year and the kinds of things we see people booking. As our friend Danny likes to say, it helps to put some hope on the calendar. So let's get started and inspire. What's your hope for this summer? Sandy?
I'm going to Pittsburgh.
Of course you are.
But, you know, by the time I go this summer, it will have been 2 years since I've been. And that has not happened since I've had children. I go to Pittsburgh a couple times a year. My grandmother is about to turn 99. I will not have seen her in 2 years. So I'm going to Pittsburgh. That's what
I'll call the visitor center and make sure they get this welcome Sandy banner out.
Where have you been? Yeah.
So Donna, what are you hopeful for this summer for travel?
Well, we had actually planned a cruise for Alaska in July. And of course, now Alaska is kind of closed for cruising. Mm-hmm. The ship we were supposed to be on decided it was going to stay in Singapore and actually keep running. So we are looking at Mexico, Aruba, and Jamaica, possibly to run away from home for a week. And then I found out that somebody's going to take my children away.
What?
For a week.
What?
So we have a family member that offered to take my children away from me for a week. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself.
Oh, there's a lot of possibilities.
Oh, yes, there is.
What about you, George? What are you hopeful for this summer?
So I really have nothing planned for the summer. All of my stuff is in the fall. But I guess if I had to hope for something, I would hope that between the cruise lines and the CDC, they can come up with some sort of safety protocols they both can agree on to get cruising started in some way. Even if it's 4 and 5 nighters, I'd be happy with that at this point.
Yeah, just something. I share that hope with you, George, because it's just give us something to hope for. Give us a 3-night cruise to nowhere, you know, at this point.
Well, I do think that's what it's going to be. It's going to be like 3 and 4 nights to Bahamas or private island things, you know. But I think that'll be how we get cruising back. And I think there is no shortage of people who are ready to get on a ship and try it out. And
definitely.
And people that test this. There's a lot of people out there who are comfortable enough to do it. So
actually, I skipped ahead of myself and I need to go back and do our COVID times disclaimer that everyone has a different comfort level where travel is concerned. And you don't know if they've had the vaccine or recovered from COVID or what their personal situation is. So our policy is that there is no travel shaming. If you are comfortable and you feel safe and it's safe and the right choice for you and your family to travel, then that's, it's our job to be here for you to help you do it in the safest way possible and get as close to the vacation as you envision as possible, even though it might be a little different and it might look a little differently than it would have last year. I mean, last year, if summer travel, you'd be thinking like maybe abroad. This year I'm thinking, I think people are thinking more locally. They're thinking like the Key West. I've got people talking about doing local staycations or spacations or things like that. Probably if I had the clients that Sandy did, I'd probably have camping requests or national parks, but Like, are you seeing any of that? Have you read anybody?
I think hotels are doing a really good job in COVID, though. I think they're doing, I mean, all the big chains have their own protocols with safety and blocking off rooms after, you know, like they told us in Miami that they had this policy of when someone checks out, they quarantine that room for X amount of time. It's taken out of rotation, you know, so they're doing a lot of good things. I would not feel uncomfortable staying in any of the reputable hotel chains that I was staying in before this happened too. So, yeah. So I feel like that is safe. Yeah.
I think that's a good point to make, because I think a lot of people don't understand the how they're being clean, and a lot of them are using that same technology that's being used to clean planes. Mm-hmm. So right now we're kind of in this, I joke about it, but it is really true. The hotel rooms are cleaner now.
Yeah.
In most cases.
Yeah. And planes are too.
Yeah, and the planes are too. So, so just touching base right now, the bottom line is we just don't know what's going on with cruising yet. As of, you know, there was something out not too long ago about no vessels with more than 100 passengers would be allowed to sail to Canada. So now we're looking at smaller luxury ships, maybe for Alaska, or the smaller exploration type vessels, possibly. I don't know. It's all speculation right now. Does anybody, yeah. I think I'm in the camp with George, where I think it's going to be, when it comes back, we're going to see tiny little 3-night, 4-night, go to the private island.
Yep.
Kind of, and come right back.
Think they just need to get out there and start sailing, and then see how it, you know, just try it, you know. I also saw that American Cruise Lines, who we had on a podcast last year, is going to be requiring vaccinations.
Mm-hmm.
Which is interesting. So I think that we'll see some form of that with cruising, probably.
Yeah, and I think we'll probably see them sailing in Alaska, because they are an American-owned vessel. They can actually sail without having to go to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
They carry less people in general, mm-hmm. normally. So, so maybe we'll see, that's what I admit, but we'll see more luxury, more smaller cruise ships, if anything. But not to count out, I mean, Sandy and I have probably talked way too much about our love for Alaska, but there are so many things to do and see in Alaska, and it's so big, and it has so many different options right now for you to kind of explore by yourself with your friends or with your family and still be at a safe distance from other people. So a land trip to Alaska would be, I think summertime would be perfect for that, because the weather would be great. You wouldn't have to worry about it being cold.
And if you're a national parks explorer type person, Alaska is like one big national park. So, yeah. That's awesome. So Donna, did you do the Anchorage webinar
last week? I did.
So what are they saying about coming to Alaska? Because I checked their protocols for flying to Alaska right now, and they're actually still pretty strict. So what are they thinking about the summer season?
They are strict, but at the same time, they're also very desperate.
Yeah.
They really, really want people to come up to Alaska. So they, prices are very, very good to do that right now, because they're wanting anybody who can come up. But yes, you do. They do have very strict regulations, and those are all subject to change. So when you get ready to have your trip, check and see what those regulations are, so you make sure that you're in compliance. And that goes for any place that you're traveling right now.
Right.
So many countries, and some are making you do tests and some are not. And some are making you do health evaluations and some are not. So you need to make sure that wherever you plan on going, you have those requirements in place.
Yeah, and things are changing constantly, so you know, yeah. Just to keep in mind that if you're traveling now, you do need to have a little bit of flexibility in whatever it is that you're doing, because something might change on your way to the airport.
This was interesting when I was looking at the Alaska regulations. You have to go to their website. You have to register that you're coming, and you have to basically give them your plan for if you, well, you have to show up with a negative test. If you don't, then you have to quarantine for a little while. And you have to give them your plan for what happens if your test comes back positive. Where are you staying for 2 weeks?
So and those are all things that anybody traveling right now, truthfully, should be thinking about anyway. What is the plan? You know, B, C, and D. Should something, you know, knock on wood, happen, and I need to quarantine? That's just a general good ball. And I think Hawaii's current restrictions kind of mimic that a little bit, more stricter on certain islands than others. Mm-hmm. Has anybody taken a gander today?
Well, Hawaii, last I had heard, they're actually, you do still have the 2 week quarantine if you do not have a COVID test. However, if you test negative within, I want to say it's 3 days of your trip, maybe it's 7 days, then you are free from quarantine.
It's 72 hours from the last leg of you getting there. So if you're flying from like Raleigh, spending the night in LA, flying from LA, it's from 72 hours from LA. So you have to kind of time it like that. Yeah. So, but Kauai, I think, is the island that is still doing the quarantine. So yeah, I mean, it's like Donna was saying that these places, I mean, they are so reliant on tourism that they really want people back, but they have to keep it safe and they have to keep their protocols. So I think as we see, I mean, hopefully the vaccine rollouts will be picking up and, you know, maybe by summer things will look a little bit different and we can relax some of this stuff. But as the time of this recording, it's still something you have to think about. And I'm a big believer that if you're planning your trip, you should go by what the protocols are right now. Like the strictest thing you can imagine, plan for that, because you don't want to, you know, bank on it being relaxed by June and then it not being relaxed. So
theme parks, we're all seeing, like, that's where most of my clients are going right now is Central Florida. And going into the summer, I know Sandy and I have been in Disney in the middle of the peak summer season. And typically I would rather poke my eyes out with a hot skewer than go to, like, when it's like 120 degrees
there's sprinkle at 3 o'clock every day.
Yeah. When there's like 50 million people there and it's so hot, but going, like this summer, I know that the parks have seen an increase in the capacity that they're allowing in, but they're still not at full capacity. I think might be the one summer I don't know, maybe if my Disney wanderlust gets strong enough, I'll make an exception and try and go.
It's still different. It is one of those places you can go. I think they're a good option because if you're willing to do the things, wear the mask, you know, do all the screenings. Basically, you got to be willing to wear the mask. You can't think you're going down to Disney and you're going to take that thing off while you're walking around drinking a soda or something, because you're going to be wearing the mask all the time. So that's the big thing.
I think I think it would be a good time to take a differently focused trip. Like if you're normally, my trips are always very park focused. I think the trips that you're taking now, you're going to see more, let's go hang out at the pool all day, you know, or in the afternoon when it's hot or the parks aren't open as long. So they're not open as late into the night. So you're probably not spending as much time there as you typically would. There's no parades or fireworks. So I think it would be a good time to experience it in a different way.
Or maybe experience some other stuff in that area.
Yeah. Like the fishing. The last time we did that, we went to Clearwater. That was so fun.
Yeah.
Remember when we went and Clearwater's did all
it's an amazing beach there. Yeah.
We went and did the safari, which I think this now would be a great time to do something like that, to do the drivable safaris. And the
aquarium,
the visitor center. With the Hope, the dolphin. That'd be a great time to go, I think. explore what else Central Florida has kind of to offer. So, you know, we talked a little bit about the flying, knowing you need a negative test to come back from an international destination right now. I don't know if you guys have been watching the news. I keep seeing articles pop up about how they're discussing requiring the same for domestic travel. So that's something that's kind of I'm keeping in the back of my mind.
Well, I can tell you in my state that they changed the rules at the end of December. It used to be any state that had a positive rate of more than, I think it was 15%, you had to quarantine. And at the end of December, Connecticut changed it to any state. So other than New York or Rhode Island, if I travel to another state for more than 24 hours, I either need to get a test or quarantine for 10 days when I get back.
Wow.
Yeah. And that becomes something, I mean, we're just, you're going to have to build into your trip. You're going to have to know where you can go. You're going to have to know what, you know, what test you need to get, what, because they require different, some of them aren't taking certain kinds of tests, and have that backup plan of here's my, in case stuff happens, which, you know, thinking, oh, I don't need insurance because I'm traveling domestically. You still need insurance. Like maybe now some more than ever before.
I mean, you get stuck somewhere for 14 days and you have to pay for a hotel. You know, but read your policy carefully.
Carefully and book with a trusted travel advisor, because I don't know. I just, it's better to be prepared and have too many plans that you don't need than to have no plan in case something goes wrong. So let's talk about like exploring your own backyard. I know for a little bit before we started this podcast, we were talking about Sandy, come here. If you come here, we can go to Snoqualmie Falls and I can go do all this stuff that even though I live here, I don't actually just get in the car and go do as much as I do when someone comes to visit. So I think summertime is a really great opportunity to be a tourist in your own area. And then you're also supporting your own local economy, because all those, you're not getting the tourists in from out of town. Now we're not like we were before. I listened to a very depressing news report about how much money downtown Seattle has lost with the cruise industry not coming in. And I think they said something about one cruise ship, just one cruise ship brings in $1 billion of revenue.
A year. Yeah.
Yeah, just
yeah,
one.
Think about
one
ship. Your pre-cruise hotel, maybe a post. I mean, everyone wants to hang out in Seattle for a little while before a cruise, you know.
Well, that and the flights are, most of the flights are early in the morning, and you're not supposed to take a flight until afternoon when you get off the ship. So you have to spend the night.
Yeah. So now is the perfect time to, you know, I could do a little staycation and go spend 4 nights in Seattle at a hotel that I normally probably would pay a lot more for than what I could do right now. And go see, experience the things that are open and experience the city in a different way than I ever have living here. So what are the things that are near you guys that you call yourself out for me?
North Carolina is a gem. We've got the Outer Banks. I mean, Raleigh is a couple hours from the beach and a couple hours from the mountains. So we're really lucky here. We have a lot of cool stuff that we can go and do, I think.
And we're also very shortly, I mean, if you really wanted to do an all-day drive, you can make it all the way to Florida.
Yeah. Or you can make it to DC. I mean, we're drivable to the whole eastern seaboard, basically. You could drive to New York City. Yeah. I mean, you could. Yeah.
Be a very long day, but you could do it.
Yeah.
Are you guys seeing an uptick in, I've seen one thing I saw right away was more people requesting spa resorts.
Yeah.
There are a few here.
Golf resorts.
I'd love to come out to North Carolina and go to a spa resort and do like a little wine, little winecation.
Have you been to Asheville, Lindsay?
I have been to Asheville. I've been to the Biltmore Estate. I went to the winery.
All right.
But I want to come back. But no, that is, I want to go back. I'd like to go back and do like the behind the scenes.
You should go whitewater rafting.
Yeah.
Well, and the trend for me has been basically people want their own little cabin in the woods. They don't want to stay actually in Asheville, but they want to be close enough that they can drive in about, you know, half an hour and go to the breweries and go to, you know, the Biltmore or go to a spa or whatever. But they want to be out in nature in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
What about you, George? If you had to do a staycation right now, plan a staycation for your family, where would you go?
Domestically?
Yeah, something within driving distance of where you live.
Like, let's say 4 hours of where you are.
I guess I'd like to go maybe get a lake house in Maine.
Or maybe even
in Connecticut, there's a couple of good lakes. I like to fish, so if I could spend a week standing on the shore fishing, and that'd be a pretty good vacation.
That'd be a really great summer vacation. Fishing.
Yeah. George, how far are you from Maine?
A couple hours. It's really funny. We talk to people. Oh. Yeah, I know. They have no idea that I'm literally 20 minutes from the Massachusetts border. And then another hour through Mass into New Hampshire, and then just nipping the corner of New Hampshire up into Maine. So, yeah, within 2.5-3 hours, I can be up into Maine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should go to Lincadia National Park.
That's right.
I've been there.
Yeah. I've been there too. We did a trip when I was a kid. And we drove, you know, to Maine.
Yep.
But I remember like camping in New Hampshire. We did the place where I have a picture of my dad with the man in the mountain thing that has fallen since then, the mountain formation. But yeah, that was a good trip. I mean, I remember the water being super cold.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I tend to do the Caribbean, because
at
50 degree water doesn't excite me at all.
I know, and I was a kid, and kids don't really think water is cold. They just swim, but I remember that.
And we were just talking with Project Expedition about chartered sailings. You do chartered you can charter your own fisherman's boat and kind of go out maybe. And
I would love to go to Maine.
Or lobstering.
You put some lobster.
I
just want a lobster roll. I just want to eat a lobster roll. I don't want to catch it. I don't want to do any of the work. I just want to go there and eat something good and fresh. So what else, what else are you guys seeing and getting requests for? Anything else that we didn't kind of talk about? People still all-inclusives?
Yeah, I'm still getting all-inclusives. A little bit sketchier now where you have to test in the foreign country before you come home, but a lot of the resorts now are offering it at the resort, and a big chunk of them are now offering it for nothing, so you don't have to worry about paying. If for some reason you test positive, the resorts are letting you stay for 14 extra days to quarantine at no charge, depending on the resort. I mean, darn, I got stuck at Secrets for another 14 days. I think I could handle that.
Well, and also you're talking about getting off the property to go eat and everything, and the all-inclusive takes care of that. You don't have to leave the property for any reason. Right.
They bring you room service and stuff. That's definitely something you want to talk to your travel agent on, because you don't want to skimp on the resort.
Nope.
Because not the time to skimp on the
resort.
That's
really where this stuff makes a difference. The people that we trust that we would send our people to. Yeah, that's a big deal.
That's such a good point. I mean, you know, it's always such a hard battle, because everyone doesn't, you know, it's hard to understand the difference between value and how can I save the most money, but really.
Yeah, or this place looks nice.
Or my friend stayed here once in 1985 and they said it was fantastic, but they haven't changed the paint or the beds or anything since then. And it really, now is the time not to skimp on a quality company to a trust, because you're relying on them now. You know, like George said, some of them are offering free insurance, some of them are offering free testing, some of them have plans in place that where you can stay there should something go wrong, and then others don't have a plan and you're kind of at the mercy of.
That depends on the country you go to too. Yeah. So definitely something that you want to know.
Yeah. So So domestic, outdoor stuff, outdoorsy things that I don't do, like hiking and camping. I have seen a lot of people go to the zoos lately, zoos and museums as they open up. I know we're just excited in this neck of the woods. We moved to a new phase here in Washington again. We're back to where our theaters are open at a small capacity, and our a lot of our museums and stuff are starting to open up. So that's kind of exciting. Nice. Are you guys seeing that there? Do you have any activities open that you're...
Our museums are open, but you have to make reservations. Mm-hmm. So make that when you're talking to your travel agent, they can plan you a time to go to the museum, so that way you can still go and you can still see everything, but they really limit the numbers of people that can go in, and you can't just walk up and go for most museums.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you at least need to plan that in advance. So, yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think of stuff like the stuff I had people who were interested in all-inclusives, and whenever that new protocol came out from the CDC, they backed off and booked domestic and, like Lindsay was saying, spa resorts, but like, you know, resorts that have different options while you're there, like lots of pools, lots of things, activities, beach. I mean, I think the beach is a really good place to be, because I just, you know, you can spread out, there's, you're outside, all those things that are a little bit better, you know. So yeah, beach, mountains, hiking, hotels, same kind of a replay of last summer, actually. But
I would go to Miami if I
Miami was great when we were there. I thought they did a great job, even though Florida kind of has this Wild West reputation right now. but I felt like, I mean, when I go to Disney, I feel like their protocols are very strict. I felt like Miami was very good. Even walking down the street in Miami, like in South Beach, we wore our masks when we were walking on the street, and there was nobody near us. So, you know, I just felt like they were doing things the right, safe way.
Well, guys, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of outlandertravel.com, iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. On behalf of Donna, Sandy, George, and myself, Lindsay, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.